Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Łukasz. I think we are somewhat making a link between the scope of application and the, let's say, implementation, features. I think we have, as far as the Commission is concerned and many other experts, we have always considered the URL instrument on contract of carriage to be able to be put in force rapidly. And this is the reason why this, the scope, which is limited to Eurasian corridors, is also consistent with the approach to put in place this instrument rapidly, to make a positive impact rapidly. The approach suggested by Łukasz presupposes that we have already in mind other elements of URL to be developed, which could, by a, let's say, a certain timing or horizon, be complement or supplements the contract of carriage. So this is task D, actually, huh? This is the link with task D that we have not yet started to discuss. But you would agree that for the time being, despite quite a lot of discussions and efforts on task D, we have not identified any other area for which we would like to develop other substantive provisions. So it is kind of a hypothetical to presuppose that there should be other elements that should enter into force at the same time of the contract of carriage. So that's the reason why I would be, let's say, more simple today, to try to not to complexify further. On substance, we had the proposal from one delegation in September to make some alteration in the provisions themselves. We have this very good compilation of comments where all the written positions are clear and on this matter very far apart. So, well, I'm not sure that we can really make to find a compromise now that could be reflected in the text. At least it's not something that we should be doing in a rush. Well, I'm a bit frustrated, of course, because this was the purpose of the extension of this year, to finalize, to fine-tune the existing text. I could not anticipate that we would discuss the fundamental principle that were already in that document for a long time. So maybe we should simply consider what we have now already before us, and how we could explain to our parent body how which supports is related to the current proposal, and maybe even if there is not a unanimity, there could be some, let's say, at least a large support for one of the proposals. Thank you.